Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But the good news doesn't stop merely with Israel's strong military. It continues with Israel's strong economy. It's a tremendously strong economy. And I'll tell you, we made it stronger by moving Israel to free market principles, which unleashed the spark of genius embedded in our people into innovation, entrepreneurship. And there's a revolution taking place. This couldn't happen at the better time. Look at the 10 leading companies in 2006. Five energy companies, one IT company, Microsoft. And a mere 10 years later, 2016, a blink of an eye in historical terms, it's completely reversed. Five IT companies, one energy company left. The true wealth is in innovation. You know these companies, Apple, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook. Guess what? They all have research centers in Israel. All of them, major research centers. And they're not alone, there are hundreds more. And there's a reason, something is going on. It's a great change. It's, you want to hear jargon? It's one sentence. This is a terrible sentence, but I have no other way to say it. It's the confluence of big data, connectivity, and artificial intelligence, okay? Did you get that?
Yeah.
You know what that does? It revolutionizes old industries, and it creates entirely new industries. So here's an old industry that Israel was always great in, agriculture. We're always good in agriculture. But now we have precision agriculture. You know what that is? See that drone in the sky? He's connected to a big database. And there are sensors in the field. And in the field, there's drip irrigation and drip fertilization. And now we can target, with this technology, the water that we give, the fertilizer that we give, down to the individual plant that needs it. That's precision agriculture. That's Israel. Unbelievable. You know, we were always good in water. I want you to see how good we are. So we recycle almost 90% of our wastewater. The next country with less than 20% is Spain. You can see how Israel, what it does for water, what it does for the environment. So when you take these two things, agriculture and water, and the other technologies that we apply in both, we can change the world. We are. I just heard about an African woman in Africa has to walk 8 hours a day to give water to her children. 4 hours one way to a well, 4 hours back. And a young Israeli company brought in this technology that improves on Moses. Remember Moses? He brought water from a rock. They bring water from thin air. They bring water to Africa, to millions of people in Africa. Israeli technology. And I was just recently in India. That's my friend, Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Great friend. I'm showing him cherry tomatoes. This is in Gujarat, India. This is Israeli technology. And what I heard there was fantastic. Farmers came from the region. There's an experimental farm there and a place where Israel gives technology, know-how, to Indian farmers. 65% of India's population are farmers. And one farmer after the other gets up and says, because of Israeli technology, I've increased my crop yields and my income 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. Israel is changing the world in India, in Asia, in Africa, in Latin America. Everywhere. These are the old industries. Now they're new industries. Israel is literally, how can I say this? Israel is literally driving the world. I'm talking about autonomous vehicles. Israel is a world leader in autonomous vehicles. 500 tech companies that sprang out almost instantaneously. And one of them, Mobileye, up there on the left, was just sold to Intel for the paltry sum of $15 billion. But the interesting thing is that Intel said to them, here are the keys to our 30 worldwide autonomous vehicle businesses. You run it. Israeli technology is driving the world. And one last industry, there are many more, but one more that you're all familiar with. You have bank accounts? You should. Okay. Well, you don't want anyone hacking into them, right? Or into your cars, or into the planes you ride. You need cyber security. Everybody needs cyber. Israel has become a world leader in cyber security. Look at how much they invest in the hundreds of Israeli startup companies, tremendous companies. But here's another factor that you should know. Israel's population is how much? Who knows? Class? 8 million. It's closer to 9, but it's about between 8 and 9 million, that's correct. And what percentage of that is of the world's population? Oh, come on. It's 1/10 of 1%. So what percentage do we get of the world global investment in cybersecurity, in private investment in cybersecurity? We're 1/10 of 1% of the world's population, and we get a whopping 20% of global private investment in cyber. We're punching 200 times above our weight. Not 2 times, not 10 times, not 100 times, 200 times above our weight. That's one heck of a punch. Very strong. Now here's how the dots connect. Because we have this tremendous capacity for security and intelligence, and because we have this tremendous capacity for civilian technology, for making the lives of people richer, safer, more productive, many countries are coming to Israel because they want to share with us these benefits. And that creates the third great change, which is a flourishing of Israel's diplomatic relations around the world. You know, when I joined the Foreign Service 105 years ago, as the DCM to this city, Washington, the number two in our embassy, I think we had about 80 or 90 countries with whom we had diplomatic relations. Now the number is 160, and there are very few countries left. By the way, what are we doing with Greenland? We got to do something with Greenland. Where's my advance team? Go to Greenland. They must have some satellite needs or something that we could do there. But we are coloring the world blue. I've been to Africa 3 times in 18 months. I've been to South America, Latin America. Can you imagine the 70 years of history of Israel? A prime minister of Israel never went south of Texas? I mean, I love Texas, but... Yeah, I do. But we went to Argentina. We went to Argentina, to Colombia, to Mexico, and they say, come back, we want more. That is changing. All these countries are coming to us. India, China, Mongolia, Kazakhstan, all of them. Azerbaijan, Muslim countries. First time I visited Australia, tremendous. Far away though. So we're coloring the world blue. And you know what? The numbers, you remember people talked about Israel's isolation? You remember that? Israel's isolation? Pretty soon, the countries that don't have relations with us, they're going to be isolated. There are those who talk about boycotting Israel. We'll boycott them.
It is amazing what's taking place. I'm telling you, Israel's been such a, you know, the Lord said before, way before any of the present day Jews are here, to the first Jews, he said, listen, I'm going to make you a blessing, and you're going to be a blessing to the nations. Even today,
yes,
to this very day, thousands of years later, God is still blessing the world through Israel. I mean, look at all that blue you saw across. It was just amazing.
Coloring the world blue.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
And, you know, and the enemy wants to keep that knowledge away from you. And that's why we're making that a part
of
VFN TV. So you know you know, where this technology is coming from. When you think about cherry tomatoes, Israel. When you think about drip irrigation, that's Israel. When you think about facial recognition, that's Israel. When you
drone
think
security.
About drone security, that's Israel. It just goes on for days. And they're giving it away to so many people. This driverless car, it's called Mobile Eye. That was actually invented in Israel. And so it's just, and Intel owns it today, but it's amazing how they're truly being a blessing.
They're setting an example because the church can learn from that example.
Yeah, we're supposed to be a
share
blessing.
Share the resources, be a blessing, share it with the nations,
and
watch everyone just receive and be blessed as a result of it.
Truly. Listen, we want to hear from you. You know, we're going to continue after this break to hear from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but we want to hear from you right now. I mean, comment below. Let us know your thoughts about this. This is exciting days. The truth is out. That Israel has been a blessing to the nations of the world, and that President Trump and America is friends, the greatest friends probably they've ever been,
ever,
of Israel, and good things are taking place in the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.